A few of his colleagues, Edgman says no one is particularly thrilled to be heading down to Juneau this fall, especially after the overtime periods dragged well into the summer again earlier this year.
But at the same time, we're at a really critical period in Alaska's history, and we have fiscal challenges that are very serious, and not to mention a crime bill that I think has really been picking up a lot of momentum in the last several weeks.
Juneau, by the way, is where Edgman will gavel the House into order. Edgman has denied a request by some Anchorage-based representatives to hold hearings in the state's biggest city.
It's more expensive to hold it in Anchorage, where we would have to rent a facility, we'd have to bring all the personnel, bring all the audio equipment, bring up everything that is intact and in place in Juneau. And furthermore, gavel to gavel, the statewide TV network that, that broadcasts the legislative hearings is situated in Juneau. It will not move to Anchorage.
Speaker Edgman also thinks going down to Juneau will help keep the House focused and moving briskly on its agenda.
My fervent hope is that we go down to Juneau and we pass Senate Bill 54, the bill that would address some of the deficiencies in Senate Bill 91, and that we would then turn our attention to the fiscal issue that the governor has put before the legislature, a revenue bill, and then possibly get on to additional fiscal items should there be the time and the inclination to do it.
The House majority, a coalition of mostly Democrats, has sought comprehensive reforms and new revenues to address the now annual budget gap created by diminished oil production and price. Senate Republicans have so far held the line on any new revenue, such as the governor's payroll tax proposal, without further budget cuts. With a projected deficit upwards of $2.5 billion for next fiscal year, Edgman says the main savings accounts will not provide lawmakers cover to do nothing for much longer.
This previous session in 2017, we basically filled the almost $3 billion gap with savings. That's what we did. So in doing so, we reduced the savings that are left in place to about, I was told, $1.8 or $1.9 billion. And again, the gap is somewhere between $2.5 and $3 billion.
Speaker Edgman thinks the fixes to Senate Bill 91 will probably find wide support in the House and Senate, as there's been public outcry for meaningful penalties to Class C felonies and some misdemeanors, and other areas the reforms didn't get things quite right. But fixing that budget will be another issue. It's getting awfully close to an election year, when the state's lawmakers tend to shy away from the type of heavy lifting they think might cost them their jobs. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.